Down to Rock Q94 and the Scorpions. Rock you like a hurricane. It's a Thursday morning adventure, and don't forget the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, there, Avon, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Time for our weekly Lake No Fork fishing report as we head to the Bayou Resort. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
We are doing well, Gary. How are you in this chilly Thursday morning?
Oh, I am doing fantastic. It's cold. It's very cold. And I've not been seeing a whole lot of fishing posts on Facebook, so it looks like the fisher people are just kind of staying home, which is pretty good, advice, isn't it?
Yeah, especially coming down Fount Road, it's been pretty slick and hasn't been great conditions. And to be honest with you, I haven't even been down to take a look at the launch ramp to see what that looks like. But the whole road's been an icy mess, and they did get it plowed yesterday, and a lot of stuff had melted off with the nice weather we had yesterday. We're going to be above freezing again today, so I would imagine some more would melt off. But there are some really icy, slick conditions, so you got to be very careful. And no, I haven't seen a lot of boats up and down the road. Yeah, it's just a little bit of a mess right now.
Yeah, it is. But it is going to warm up. We've got another cold front that's going to come down on Friday, and it's going to leave, Saturday night. Then next week, we kind of warm up a little bit. And I'm just kind of going through looking at our extended forecast, and I'm looking more like it next week. Monday, 44. Tuesday, there's a chance of some rain. Well, actually, we could even see some freezing rain. But, 43. Wednesday, 38. Thursday next week, 45. Friday, it's going to be 50. Saturday, 48. Sunday next week, 51. So it is going to warm back up. And there's nothing wrong with the fish kind of catching a little bit of a break, and the water just everything just being calm. It should.
Yeah, that's a good point you make there, Gary. It gives the chance for everything to calm back down and settle down and take some pressure off the lake. I think that ends up working out pretty good.
And this time of year, I like to jig. I like to throw a jig for practically everything. Even crappie, if you're fishing for crappie, most people will jig for crappie, or they'll use live bait, use minnow. But it's whatever you have the most confidence in.
Absolutely. That's what I have found, and a lot of the guys I talk to, that their preference is live bait, their preference is soft plastic bait. Whatever they're comfortable with, fish with it. You see this stuff, well, I use such. And there's a little to some of that, but when they're biting, I think it's more of the technique and how you're presenting it sometimes than the actual bait itself.
Yeah, it is. And, the crappie, too. This time of year, there's a lot of crappie fishermen, and I think the fish taste better this time of year.
I do too. I think that they're cold, a little firmer, and even in the spring and summer months, when it starts to warm up, I usually put my fish on ice before I clean them. Let the meat firm up a little bit. A lot easier to fillet and clean, So, it's cold water fish. It seems better.
Yeah, and now, last week when we talked, of course, we were getting ready for this winter storm to come. But prior to that, the stripers and hybrids and whites were all kind of working their ways back up into the creek arms. And I would say once this cold snap breaks, oh, my goodness, they're going to be all up in there all over the place.
Yeah, I think it's going to be game on. We get that warm up you're talking about, getting in the mid to upper 40s and even a couple 50s coming. We'll see more traffic down here. Maybe I'll even get a chance to get out there and we'll have a handle on what's going on with it. But I do believe that they'll be moving up in the creek arms at that time of year.
Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more about Lake North Fork or maybe a little getaway at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, take a look at some of the pictures on there. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right, stay warm.
Yep.